TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, she give me my head, when I'm a lady. That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast! TanCast presents a Facebook cautionary tale.
There was one of my female comedian friends posted a picture of her and this other comic, and it says, "We gon' fucks." However, it was with an X. But anyway, and then this, I commented, yeah. And so then, you know, once you comment on a picture, it tells, you know, Facebook sends you notes saying someone else commented on it. And so this other woman commented, like, what? And then the person who posted it posts, "And that's why you shouldn't be friends with your mother on Facebook." Good times. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast. Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
You're here.
Welcome to TanCast, motherfuckers.
We're here.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
We're here, and we're queer.
And get we used to it.
Drink beer.
That's like the most lame thing ever. It should be like, we're here, we're queer, let's all get a beer, or something.
We've talked about that previously.
Yeah,
and by the way, that was Noah, the N in TanCast, who didn't feel the need to introduce himself.
You know who the fuck I am. I'm famous, bitches.
There are new listeners. They just tuned into this episode today. Like,
yeah,
oh,
they
what
tuned
the hell
in because they knew who the fuck I was. Like, oh shit, Noah's doing something new. Let me see what's going on.
Something new. What do you mean? You've been at this for over a year.
No, these are all Noah's masturbation fans. Like, oh, Noah masturbates constantly. And we are big fans of Noah masturbating. Noah's doing something new? Noah's not masturbating?
It's called mental masturbation, my friend.
What, are you sticking your dick in your ear and fucking your brain?
No, I'm stroking my head. With some lotion, and then I put it in the basket.
You know, other people call that picking their nose, not stroking their head.
I'm not doing it with one finger, I'm doing it with my whole hand.
Wow.
Two hands. It's that big.
How do you breathe?
From my mouth, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. I've often said you were a mouth breather.
That's right.
Nice.
Thank you.
Perhaps it's time for some 10 laughs.
Perhaps.
10 laughs!
Yeah. Perhaps?
Oh, perhaps it's time for Noah to chew that.
Nope. Let Mary eat my mouth.
It's time for Noah to chew that. Lovely.
Thank you. So, Noah, you want to start off or you want to go last?
I'll go at any point, not now.
Alright, get to the back of the bus, Darkie.
Oh,
I'll start.
Okay, good.
This tan laugh comes to us from our listener, Mike. How is anal sex like spinach?
How?
If you're forced to have it as a child, you won't like it as an adult. As soon as I saw that one come in, I was like, yes, mine!
Is that why you wanted to make sure you went first? So
oh, yeah.
I didn't steal that one?
Uh-huh.
I was going to steal it. I'm doing my offensive joke still.
Oh, good. Well, then I wanted to make sure Tim didn't steal it.
I decided to, because I know Noah doesn't, you guys both don't use, well, Andy sometimes doesn't go for the long ones, and so I have a really long one. So I'm reading that one. But before, here's a quick one that I was told at a party last night that I just know I'm going to forget unless I tell it soon, so mm-hmm. I'm going to put it on wax, as they say. So, guy goes into a movie theater. And the girl at the door is, you know, that takes the tickets is there, and he flashes her, and the lady goes, "Sir, I wanted your ticket, not your stub."
Oh, ho, ho. Singing like a ding dong.
I thought it was funny. All right.
I giggled.
So this one is from Jairo?
House of Terror?
J-A-I-R-O. Jahiro? You need Jahiro! I'm holding out for Jahiro till the end of the night! No? Alright. He's probably like, it's not fucking my name, dickwad.
Your song is ridiculous.
He's like, congratulations, you read my tan laugh and I'm no longer listening to you, asshole, who can't pronounce my name. I'm sorry. Tell your friends. Well, anyway, wow. I just like, there's some specific details on this that I just amuses me. In 1986, Peter Davies was on holiday in Kenya after graduating from Northwestern University. See, that is like an Andy detail to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I almost did on a this hike- one.
What's that?
I almost did this one. For all the detail.
On a hike through the bush, he came across a young bull elephant standing with one leg raised in the air. The elephant seemed distressed, so Peter approached it very carefully. He got down on one knee, inspected the elephant's foot, and found a large piece of wood deeply embedded in it. As carefully as, and as gently as he could, Peter worked the wood out with his knife, after which the elephant gingerly put his foot down. The elephant turned to face the man, and with a rather curious look on his face, stared at him for several tense moments. Peter stood frozen, thinking of nothing else but being trampled. Eventually, the elephant trumpeted loudly, turned, and walked away. Peter never forgot that elephant or the events of that day. 20 years later, Peter was walking through the Chicago Zoo with his teenage son. As they approached the elephant enclosure, one of the creatures turned and walked over to where Peter and his son Cameron were standing. The large bull elephant stared at Peter, lifted his front foot off the ground, and then put it down. The elephant did that several times, then trumpeted loudly, all while staring at the man. Remembering the encounter in 1986, Peter could not help wondering if this was the same elephant. Peter summoned the courage, climbed over the railing, and made his way into the enclosure. He walked right up to the elephant and stared back in wonder. The elephant trumpeted again, wrapped his trunk around one of Peter's legs, and slammed him against the railing, killing him instantly. Probably wasn't the same fucking elephant. I like that he bleeped out fucking, in case I might be offended.
I know. I love it too.
You would be offended, you piece of shit. All right.
We who refer to each other as cock-gobbling retards would be offended by fucking.
Anyways, how do you get a gay man to have sex with a woman?
I don't know.
Take a dump in her vagina.
Oh, come on now! Why? Dear God, why?
That's just not kind to the poor gay man or to the vagina.
You gotta be kind to the vagina.
Oh, this is another gay man's
joke. Kind to the vagina.
What's the difference between a gay man and a refrigerator?
Oh, dear God, I don't know.
The fridge doesn't fart when you pull out your meat.
Are you getting tired of the small gay audience we have? What are you trying to do over here?
Actually, I did pick the joke, but also most of the time I just see the punchlines, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny. Gay people, are you offended by those jokes, or do you find them funny?
I probably edited out some of that pause, but Jesus Christ, gay people... Cricket. Are you offended?
I'm working out my Will Shatner.
No, just making some sort of declaration, like, gay people. What are you gonna do?
Or like he saw some out the window. Gay people.
Noah's just forced to blurt things that he sees. Big black cock.
So how was everyone's tan 2 weeks?
Mine weren't bad.
Excellent.
I returned safely from California to.
I got to see Andy and little Andy.
I know. You got
not
to see a
penis.
Lot of little Andy.
Oh, yes, he did. He
yes.
Almost.
He mooned us.
Not only did he moon you, but then he bent over like, wait, let me get you the whole effect here.
Did he give you that 100-yard stare that he does with his eyes?
Not really.
Looking at you, not blinking.
No, I didn't notice that. He did destroy his birthday cake, though. Sweet Jesus.
Funny. You know, the best part was the next 2 days when it all came back out.
Out of his bum?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, everything that goes in has to come back out again. But it was like you guys have seen the Sharks hockey jerseys, right? That really vivid teal color that they had on the old jerseys?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the color of his poo.
Awesome.
Apparently, blue cake plus normal baby poo color equals just the most vivid deal you've ever seen.
Did you smear it on your face so you could be a true hockey's fan, a true Sharks fan?
No, I think that you misunderstand what being a true hockey fan is all about. Feces does not enter into it.
You should just save it in the diaper, and that way you could, if you go to another game in wherever you are, I don't bet they play. I don't know what other hockey teams are in your area, but you could just throw your diaper full of teal shit at the opposing fans.
There's a hockey team in Atlanta has a hockey team. They are the Thrashers. They are named, okay, they got a name like the Thrashers. You think it's going to be something, you know, big and important. And it's in a town where they've got, you know, other bird-themed teams, like the Falcons. So you got to assume, with a name like a Thrasher and being a bird, it's got to be a bird of prey. Nope, tiny little brown and white speckled thing. I had one in my backyard. Oh, yeah, they're like the size of a blue jay. Like, you guys are named after the tiniest, most unassuming bird ever, and you're going to be playing the Sharks, the Predators, the Panthers, the Devils.
Maybe Thrashers are vicious.
No, they're not.
Maybe it's named after the piece of farm equipment.
That would be a Thresher.
Shh.
No, you shh.
Time for facts.
You know, Tim, that's actually a pretty good idea, because San Jose will be back out here this year. Once every 3 years they come to Atlanta now.
Wow, that's it?
Yeah, it's this whole East Coast, West Coast thing. Like, they changed it, I think it was right after the big strike or something like that.
Was it
like
when
right
Biggie got shot? Is that what really...
Yeah, yeah.
Who?
Biggie.
Oh.
Biggie. Yeah, it's a big East Coast, West Coast thing. Noah, follow along.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Tupac is still alive!
No, it's like to cut the travel costs or whatever, there's three different, like, groupings of teams in the Eastern and Western conferences. Shit, now I'm getting conferences and divisions fucked up.
That's okay, you're talking hockey, no one really cares. So
yeah, well, the hockey fans who listen will care.
Do we have any hockey fans that are listening?
It's got to be at least one.
I know Stephanie's way too behind. Jeff and Miranda are nowhere near listening to this episode. So I think that's our entire stock of hockey fans.
Okay, well, yeah, of my at least one, I was counting on one of those three, really. So anyways, they do it in a rotation. So 1 year you play one set of teams at your home, 1 year you play that same set of teams at their homes, and then 1 year you don't play that set at all, and you rotate through the three different groups.
That's lame. Shouldn't everybody play every team every year?
Otherwise,
I think so. how can you declare yourself the best at the end?
Well, it's this whole idea of they want to play more against the people, like the local teams, both for the cost of it and also for the to build up, like, you know, more intense rivalries or something like that. And then as you go through, and it's all of the East teams and all of the West teams playing in the playoffs all the way up until the Stanley Cup, the idea is that their ratings or their rankings against each other is mostly based on previous play against those same set of teams, not against a bunch of games, you know, played East versus West.
Very interesting. What?
No, it doesn't care.
Are you laughing, Tim?
Because I don't think you do think it's very interesting.
I do!
Yeah. So it's like San Jose plays a lot against the people in their own division. So it's like the Ducks, the Stars, the Coyotes, the Kings. And then they play not as much against the other people in their conference, which is all the Western teams. And then they play like 10 games total. 5 against, like, Atlantic and 5 against Northeast. You know, 1 away, 1 home. And then not at all Southeast 1 year, and they just rotate through those three divisions every year. So, everybody who didn't know about hockey, you just learned something. And everyone who didn't know about hockey is free to forget that in just a sec.
Everybody who didn't know about hockey was spacing out, like, yeah, he eventually has to be done.
Oh, you don't know Andy.
He's done now.
I just pretended I was listening to that Smodcast that was all full of hockey. I'm like, blah, 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 I can go about my day.
Like, I don't even care when Kevin Smith is fucking talking about it. Think I give a fuck when Andy's talking about it?
Kristen from Nostalgia, I'm outing her. She listens to Tancast.
Oh my god, you outed her as a Tancast listener!
She's such a decent human being, I'm sure she doesn't want that out there. But...
I love that listening to us is, like, embarrassing. Potentially, you know,
life-endingly embarrassing.
Yeah.
Ostracized by your friends. Well, actually, her friend issued her a challenge, and they both had to listen. They were both... One, basically, the challenge was whether Smodcast or Tancast was more vulgar and inappropriate. So she had to listen to a Smodcast, and her friend had to listen to a Tancast to decide which one was worse. Not worse as in, like, unlistenable, but worse as in, you know, like, most inappropriate. And she's like, I told her which episode to listen to, and, the reason I started on this is she mistakenly, like, what I said somehow got misinterpreted as the hockey episode. She's like, they're talking about hockey. I was like, wait, I don't think you're listening to the episode I wanted you to listen to. And then finally she got to the one I was talking about. She's like, I think I'm going to lose this bet. Smodcast wins. More inappropriate than Tancast.
Smodcast for the win.
I think we just got to bring our game up. Because we have it in us.
Let's talk about dogs caked in cum.
Hello?
I still think we have it in us.
I was like, I expected Noah to react to that one. He loves that episode.
That was a good episode.
Just sat there.
I haven't listened to it lately. Yes. Oh, yeah. So we did stuff. Saw movies. What did I see? I saw Knowing. It was...
Knowing?
All right.
Oh, the Nick Cage one.
Oh, you mean the Nicolas Cage movie where he can predict the future by the artifact or whatever?
Well, he can't predict the future. Just all the dates are written out.
Well, so sorry, that's what I mean.
It was a Nick Cage movie.
Who? What? Where?
Like, well, it wasn't... I mean, I guess some people would think Nick Cage makes horror movies. I think they're okay. Like, they're not great, but they're not horrible either. It was entertaining. But I just
want to know everybody damning with faint praise.
look, some great, but... it's not like I hit myself in the nutsack with a hammer, all right? Watch the movie.
It's not like I just took a rubber mallet and kept pounding on my cock until it was completely flat and I could see through it.
And then I put lettuce and sour cream and meat in there and rolled it up and made a cock taco. Or a caco.
I like caco.
I do too.
Caco.
I kind of liked cock taco, though. It was, it had a little bit of a bounce to it. It was jaunty.
Caco.
Yep. I can imagine somebody doing a little jingle for it on the radio.
What's that jingle for Tito's Tacos?
I love Tito's Tacos. You love Tito's too.
There you go. I love Tito's Cacos.
I love Tito's Caco. That just sounds like the intro to a Spanish porn that doesn't really take their Spanish seriously. Caco. Yeah, that's what we're calling cock.
I'm going to put my caco in your el aso.
If Danelle was here, I would ask what cock is in Spanish, but she's not.
Look it up. Or ask Andy.
Pinga?
Now, is that cock or is that penis?
Well, it's like wiener.
Aw.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Verga.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
See any other movies there, Noah?
Funny People. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Funny people in that one?
There was funny people. There's a lot of random cameos. I mean, not about random, but I mean, just like, I'm like, really? That person's in here? There's one that genuinely surprised me. But overall,
like, random cameos would be like Sean Connery and...
yeah, it wasn't random. There were cameos.
Dame Edna still alive? Did she die? He die? I don't know. Shim. Did Shim die?
2009 isn't over. If he's not dead yet, he might be. If you're a celebrity, watch out.
Yep.
The Grim Reaper's coming for your ass.
If you're a celebrity or my dad, beware.
Well, your dad's okay now.
Yeah, he's up in heaven playing squash with Abraham Lincoln.
He'd have to watch out for nothing.
Except for Abraham Lincoln cheats!
Fucking Abraham Lincoln.
Fucking nigger lover.
Oh.
Jesus!
You're going to fit in our one black listener.
Oh, yeah, we have a black listener. Hello, black listener.
And no, Tim's not going off the name.
Yeah. I saw Shaniqua was downloading. It's funny that my wife has a blacker name than I do.
Danelle?
Like, if you heard the two people were coming up, you know, one of them is black, one of them's named Tim, the other's named Danelle. Which one do you think is black?
Tim.
Wrong.
Well, I was going to say something inappropriate, but I will not say it.
Go ahead, we'll just edit it out.
I was like, your wife has some black in her, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's not... Of the things we've said on this show, that is not nearly, is it? Oh, I see, because Matt is listening.
Yes.
Oh.
Not that he doesn't know what
happens. I
think
he figured that out.
You know what I thought about? When parents of your wife or whatever want you to have a baby, they basically say, fuck the shit out of my daughter. Just get in there.
Yeah.
Business.
As soon as you hear the, where are our grandbabies, it's, get to fucking.
Yeah.
Really?
Ride or bareback.
Yeah. Fucking just jizz all up in there. Just shoot all up in there.
Get that condom off, and don't put it on her tits like normal.
Don't do it in her face and her mouth. You don't make babies that way.
Basically, they're saying, stop doing anal on my daughter.
Anyhow.
Or, if it's the parents of the guy, they're saying, stop swallowing.
Or if you're going to swallow, spit it into a cup, and then get a funnel.
Turkey baster.
A turkey baster, and let them just squirt up in there.
That's actually one thing that occurred to me. You know, we're in the hospital. My wife's parents have come to visit her in the hospital. We were waiting the birth of our first kid. And I'm like, now, right this second, I think this is the point where it's like sinking into her dad's head. Yep, he's fucked my daughter.
Probably not just once.
Not just the once. I got magic sperm.
It's like a
magic sperm. I am fertile.
Fucking...
I think there's a lot of washcloths for little babies that look
wings.
Like me.
What?
What? Did you say sperm have wings?
That's how I drink a Red Bull. It gives my sperm wings.
And I said, I bet there's a lot of washcloths with babies that look like me.
All I heard was the sperm with wings, and I pictured the flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz.
Sperm.
Oz is a messy place.
Oh, Jesus, it's all sticky. The yellow jizz road. Follow the yellow. Why is the jizz yellow? Oh.
Follow the off-white jizz road. Follow the off-white jizz, follow the off-white jizz, follow the off-white jizz road.
It's actually just the golden shower road.
Oh. That's not how you get pregnant. Trust me.
Yes, but it's all part of the magic.
The magic of Disneyland. Oh, wow, that just got disturbing.
There's no golden showers in Disneyland. Well, that's not true. I'm sure when you take off those kids' diapers and they just fountain all over you.
Oh, yeah. My son, it had been quite a while. That's what every parent of a little boy talks about. You got to watch out for the shower. Oh, you know, you take the diaper off and that's their trigger to pee and blah, blah, blah. And my son had only done it like once or twice. You know, we were just convinced that it was, you know, all hype or whatever. Then I'm in one of the most inconvenient places possible. I'm in the office at my in-law's work, and we're trying to do a quick change because we're going to go to Hearst Castle. And as soon as I get the diaper off, I realize I only have like 3 wipes left. I use 2 of the wipes on him, and then he starts peeing, and I've got 1 wipe to clean all that pee. It was like all over my hand. It was all over the little pad I'd put underneath him. It was all over his stomach. It's like, oh, this is excellent.
Maybe we should just leave him in the pee. He'd learn a lesson.
Rub his face in it.
You know, he wouldn't learn a lesson. Everyone around him with the stale baby pee, they'd learn the lesson.
I was watching Tosh.0 on demand, and they had this thing where this couple, it was like a sketch. Like, I don't even think he found it on the internet. I think it was something they did. And he was like... It was like this couple, and they were talking about how they had a dog in preparation for having a baby. And they're like, yeah, it was good practice, because now we know, you know, how important it is to feed him. And they show, like, this baby crawling on the floor, and then they set this dog dish down, and the baby crawls up to it and starts eating. And they're like, yeah, you can't go anywhere without bringing the baby. And they ring the doorbell, hey, we're here for, you know, whatever. And then, like, they're holding a pet carrier, and the baby's inside just licking the the cage part of it, just like, And then, like, they show her go, the mom.
Was that real baby?
Yes, yeah. Real baby inside the pet carrier.
Watch so then the mom walks into this room and she's got a magazine, and then she starts rolling it up. She goes, no, not on the couch, never on the furniture. And so she walks over, and you really can't see the baby yet, but then she just swings, and the baby flies like this. I'm sure it's a doll, but it just flies off the couch. But then the way it lands, and they cut perfectly, like it just like the doll lands, and then all of a sudden there's a real baby. So it looks like the real baby has just fallen on the floor after being whacked with the newspaper. I mean, the rolled up magazine, and just sort of sit there like, hey, what's going on? Oh, that made me laugh out loud. The smacking the baby off the couch made me laugh out loud. Just like, wah! Good times.
No one should let you breed, Tim.
What? What? I'm gonna be the best father ever.
I'd actually set my son down in the kitchen the other day. My wife and I were both in the kitchen for some unknown, unexplainable reason.
You put an apple in his mouth and started basting him.
Yep. I just set him down and he immediately started crawling towards the cat dish. I told my wife, look, we can save on formula. Oh, she was not amused. Because I actually let him get really close, just to see what he would do, like if he'd actually reach in. And I grabbed him as his hand was about to contact kibble.
Oh, kibble. It's not even the wet stuff. Don't even worry about it.
Sorry, I was trying to find that video that you were talking about, Tim, but I don't see it on the Tosh website. I don't even know if they put up. With a lot of fucking random pictures. It's like one picture where a baby's laying on the floor and a fan's on him. He doesn't look very happy. Like one of those big square fans that some people sometimes have. And there's another picture of a girl in the bathtub with a baby, a dog, and a gun. A pink gun.
So, for all you blind interneters out there, Noah reads the internet.
That's right. Distorted View is playing another one of those porno for the blind things. When we talked about this many Tancasts ago, where they were reading Two Girls, One Cup, and there's no passion to it whatsoever. Like, they just describe what's going on in the porn, but they're not trying to make it sexy. They're just like, and like this latest one he read, like the person sounded annoyed to be there, like, and the other girl licks the first girl's nipples. Like, it seems so irritated. It was quite amusing.
You know what it is? I'm sitting here with a microphone in my face and my pants on, watching girls licking each other's nipples. I'd like to do this with one less microphone and one less pair of pants.
Or maybe two girls in
a
cup.
I just feel sorry for the blind people. Like, really, I'm supposed to get off to this? I can't get off to your disdain.
I wonder if they've always been blind. Like, what do they think about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you've always been blind, what do you think about when you say someone licks a nipple? You can describe a nipple to someone. You can feel it, I guess.
But you don't know how beautiful it is. You don't know how plump and perky. Typically pink, sometimes brown.
Plum, pink nipple.
That's a, not Three Stooges, not Three Amigos.
Not even Three Musketeers. It's actually the Man in the Iron Mask.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that is the Three Musketeers, though, isn't it? Like,
yes, but the movie is called The Man in the Iron Mask.
Well, right.
The Three Musketeers has Rebecca De Mornay in it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think she's that attractive. Either before or now. I bet she doesn't even look any better now.
Well, your dick doesn't have to get hard for me to jizz in her mouth.
That is, philosophically, that's an interesting statement there, Tim.
Noah said it about one of my ex-girlfriends. Well, all right. Well, my dick doesn't have to get hard for you to fuck her.
That's like the most fucked up way of saying beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
It's really saying, I don't find your girlfriend attractive.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, actually, if you did, then it'd be like, why do you find my girlfriend attractive?
Why are you looking at her?
Get your dick away from her. Are you listening to us fuck at night? Are you sitting in there whacking off and wishing it was you? This is awkward. I can't live with you anymore. And then what do you have? No more Tan House, no more Tancast. And all the Tancast listeners go, fuck, really? That could have happened? That's a week of my life. I could be learning to crochet.
We've only made 3 days worth of content so far.
Really? You've been figuring it out?
Well, I have them all saved in one folder on my iTunes, and it says 3 days.
Oh. Jesus. Oh, look at you.
Because it's not like 3 days with breaks to eat and
nope.
Nap. And
that's three
and
solid
shit.
Days.
It's 3 days.
Like, that's a lot of days.
Yeah.
That's a lot of days!
You could watch the extended cut versions of The Lord of the Rings, like, what is that, about 7-8 times?
Which, by the way, is not on Blu-ray.
It's not?
Not on Netflix. I don't know. Maybe it's out there somewhere.
That needs to be on Blu-ray.
Even Blu-ray doesn't have enough room for fucking Lord of the Rings. Like, we've got so much extra space, Jesus Christ.
Is Andy looking up?
Andy is. Because if Andy's going to get a PlayStation 3, Andy wants some, you know, fucking boner-inspiring... Ah, there you go. Lord of the Rings trilogy.
On Blu-ray?
Theatrical edition Blu-ray.
Okay. I don't know why they don't have it on the Netflix.
Theatrical edition. Do not want. Extended edition Blu-ray.
What are you uhing about, Tim? Lord of the Rings?
Extended edition of Lord of the Rings. Jesus Christ.
The Lord of the Rings extended edition is scheduled to be released on Blu-ray in 2011 or 2012.
Wow. Right around the corner.
Wow. Thank you, Amazon, for that advance warning.
It's going to take that long to encode that much fucking data onto the goddamn Blu-ray.
No, just someone being lazy.
Alright. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, it's just the link in there so that Noah can pre-order it.
Oh, I'm not going to order it.
Pre-order it.
I'm not really into buying DVDs anymore. You fucking rent them. Watch them.
Oh, look at me. I'm Noah. I don't buy DVDs.
Do you even buy DVDs anymore?
You know, I can't think of the last one I bought. I know what I'm going to buy this November.
What?
And that is?
Star Trek. Come on now.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, of course.
Oh. A Blu-ray?
No. Fuck Blu-ray. Sticking with DVD until we go to the next thing after Blu-ray. Yeah, after Blu-ray. If you listen to my episode of Mousetalgia, the IT Ninja suggested that we were probably just going to go to some non-disc oriented system, and so it's might as well just wait until that one comes along.
Well, some say that we're there now.
Well, but the problem with that is you're not going to get high quality as Blu-ray because. Well, if he's talking about streaming or downloading it, because our bandwidth is like, it would take forever to download something like that.
They'll figure something out. That's when Blu-ray can suck a nut.
Well, I still think that's probably years down the road.
Well, seeing as I don't even have a high-def television, I'm not worried about it. Quality's just fine.
But they're getting cheaper all the time, Tim.
They are.
Yeah. Well, until they start giving away for free or giving me $5 to take one, I'm not worried about it.
You get one for $100 at the Walmart.
Don't care. Motherfuck Walmart. People slapping their kids. She give me my head, when I'm a lady. Although...
Oh, a friend of mine linked me to
peopleofwalmart.com.
Yeah. She give me my head, when
I'm a lady. Yeah, Noah showed it to me last night, and then Chris, our gay fan, who turned it off after Noah's offensive jokes at the beginning... he suggested I become a fan of it on Facebook. I did spend a good deal of time looking at it. And I wrote Noah, I'm like, some of these images are quite disturbing.
Did you see the guy?
You just can't unsee.
The guy, like, old dude, big beard, and just, like, the most luscious tits you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah!
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, that one you can't unsee.
Were they really nice looking?
Well, you know, they're tits on an old man, but it's like, you know, clearly implant tits.
Oh!
Yeah.
Why the fuck can't I find this anymore? Where did it go? I think their shit just jumps around sometimes. Because, like, I loaded it and I saw a bunch of things that my wife didn't see, and then my wife loaded it and saw a bunch of things I didn't see. And there is the old dude with the tits.
I wonder how this guy takes pictures. Oh! Wow.
It's people all over. That one's in Texas.
The realness of it just hit Noah all the way. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, because, like, I actually saw that picture, but it was kind of blurry and his arm was in the way, so I didn't catch that he had tits. Yeah, like, I usually don't read the captions. I just figure it'll be obvious. But I was like,
gotta read, yeah. Noah. Reading is the key.
Yeah. This one right here, we're going to link one more. I'm not going to just talk about the whole site because we're not... Andy reads the internet, but that one right there. If you look carefully at the seam in those 14 sizes too small shorts, it looks like somebody just went, well, you can already see ass crack. I'll just go ahead and draw the rest.
This was a picture where I was like, Noah, I'm seeing some disturbing things on this site. This is the one where I was like, you know what? I handled the guy with tits, but this is where I draw the line.
That's a
my
hot
wife
look.
Told me about that, and I was like, does she have muffin tops? She's like, no. I'm like, muffin bottoms? Yes.
It's not there even a muffin. Something. It's just...
It's a hot mess. It's a hot tranny mess.
You ever, You ever cook up a ballpark Frank on the grill? How it just kind of splits its casing and all the juices run out?
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. It was a sausage that split its casing.
Yep.
It's a hot sausage mess.
I wonder if that's just one of those cases where, like, the person's just so... Like the people who try out for American Idol and are certain that they're excellent singers and are completely tone deaf. If it's like they're just... She's just so in her own little world and, like, just so convinced that she's hot and that that's a good look for her. Or if it's one of those cases where she does not have eyes on the back of her head, so she can't look down and
or friends.
Wow! This is what half of the people in the world will be seeing, whatever half are behind me.
I like that the ad on the side is for fast and permanent weight loss. It's like, look, she's not looking at it. I'm looking at it. You're not helping her by showing me this advertisement.
It's like you want to rip that ad off the page, tap her on the shoulder, and hold it up. Here you go. Either an ad for weight loss or an ad for bigger shorts.
Submit your wall creature.
Oh, yeah, that's about how you do it. By the way, I don't see that ad, Tim, because I use Adblock with Firefox.
Tim's not that advanced.
Tim does not have strong ninja skills.
Tim doesn't care that much. Because the ad is not bothering me. It's sitting over there being an ad.
Some ads
not like that
me.
Goddamn Jamster frog that used to be on MySpace.
What noise did he make?
Vitten, vitten, vitten,
vitten. No, that's
the,
my thought.
Yeah.
Win din 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 ba.
The sounds of the internet.
The internet, the radio play.
Yeah, like, fuck it, I don't know.
Peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. I'm sorry, I thought we were doing more internet things.
There's some...
Noah sings the internet.
What were you trying to say, Noah?
There's some website that if you even slightly hovered over whatever ad they had, it would, like, fucking pop up and make noise, and... Oh, it's so obnoxious.
Oh, yes, I remember... that Trek Yourself website... Where you could put your face onto a Star Trek character. If you passed the Enterprise, it would go, oof! And, like, cheeses would fly all over the screen. It's like, you know what? Calm the fuck down. I'm just trying to get to the back button on my browser.
I'm dying.
Good times.
So, yeah, if anyone hasn't guessed, I got PS3.
Oh. Yeah, Noah got a PS3. PS3. PS3.
Slim.
Slim.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be ironic.
No, I'm walking. I'm walking 2.7 miles a day, dog. What you doing, motherfucker?
I'm swimming.
Are you really swimming or you just splash around the water?
Well, first I tread water for as long as I can handle it, and then I just swim laps.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, I know that is something. Because fucking it is tiring to tread goddamn water. Like, fuck this!
Oh, I think we're about to lose Noah.
It's time for a Noah mic fail ad break. This Tancast mic fail is brought to you by the Talking Joke Machine Contest. Remember, find the link in the show notes and post that picture somewhere in your social networking site, and then send us a link to it at fucktardsatancast.com, and you could win Jackie's Talking Joke Machine.
What goes peck, 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 bang? That's a chicken in a minefield.
And now, back to the show. So I think we were talking about, I think we were talking about exercising, but we were originally talking about Noah's PS3.
That's right.
Yeah, you know me!
PS3!
Hulk? Doesn't look as good and clear, because then you can see how CGI Hulk is. Yep, that's real clear CGI right there.
Yeah, well, the CGI of Hulk just, you know, it wasn't... I mean, it was better than the Ang Lee one, but not by a lot.
No. Although, and I think part of the reason was because of the colors. Like, Abomination looked a little bit better, but I think it's because he was, like, you know, not as a, you know, wasn't green, he was more of a dark color, so he kind of blended in more of the background.
Well, and also Abomination was shot at night, whereas several shots of the Hulk were in broad daylight. And you're like...
Well, even when Abomination and Hulk are fighting in the dark, it's still, I thought the Abomination looked better. I just skip to the Hulk part. Like, something's kind of watching. I'm like, you watching this? I just want to jump to where it's Hulk.
I just want Hulk.
Hulk.
Because I've seen it before. And then I also got Planet Earth on the DVD.
Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff.
Oh, that's right. I remember you said that was one of the first things you wanted when you got a Blu-ray.
Yeah, not the first thing I got, but it's the second one.
One of the first things. It's fine.
I got Dark Knight first.
Well, the judges will allow it.
Judges, it's allowed.
Judge Dredd. I am the law.
I am the law. So, here's something.
All right.
Whoa. Calm down there. What were you starting to say, Noah?
I was waiting for you guys to finish.
That was all Andy. What are you talking about?
What we're trying to think about the PlayStation 3 is, like, so both the Xbox and PlayStation, you can download demos and play games, you know, before they come out. For some reason, the PlayStation 3 makes you not only download the demo, but then you gotta fucking install the demo.
So, like, the act of downloading it doesn't just install it?
Nope. It's just, like, once you download it, it shows, like, a kind of like a tiny thumbnail, and then you select it, it's like, you must install this. And then you have to wait, like, a few minutes for it to install, and then it turns into a bigger icon.
It's like, just fucking make that part of it.
Yeah, it's like, whatever you need to do, do it. And, yeah. And I went to PlayStation Home. You got to fucking download every building you go into the first time. So I walked around, went into one building, said, this is annoying, and I left. Probably never to return.
This is annoying, and I left. Like, fuck you, and fuck your business.
Well, I don't fuck this.
I don't really see the point of it. It's like, why do I want to rock around a town and fucking, it's a pain to, like, I don't know, I guess even a keyboard is a lot easier, but it's like, and not only that, like, when I first walked into the town, there's a bunch of people, but I can't see any of their textures. They just look like ghosts with names. There's kind of opaque figures.
Weird.
Yes. And then eventually, after I've been in there for like 5 minutes, I could see, like, everyone and how they were dressed and what they look like. PlayStation Online needs some work. That's what I'm saying.
Yep, Microsoft definitely did a better job.
But hardware-wise, I would say I like the PS3 better. Well, A, because it comes with a Blu-ray, and they won, but even if you got the Xbox and HD at one, you'd have to buy it separately. And, well, the new price point also helps, but also comes with wireless, and it comes with controllers that you can plug into the actual system to recharge. I like that a lot.
That does seem like a good thing.
So, that's all. I'm enjoying it. Blu-ray is beautiful. I kinda...
Noah is pro Blu-ray.
Yeah, Tim.
I'm the law.
I kind of want to do rent a Blu-ray porn just to see. Just like, I wonder how it is. Like, is
go
it,
for it, Noah.
Is it gonna scare me? Like, I've seen stuff I've never seen before.
I can see so the pores in your ass like. Cheeks. Did you just say that's what cum tastes like?
No.
No. Andy's projecting.
Andy's hearing what he wants to hear. Andy's hearing what he wants to hear. And he's like, were you there on prom night?
I was watching
when
Blu-ray.
When I told my boyfriend, that's what cum Tim's like.
And all of a sudden...
I said, that's what a clitoris looks like, to imply that Noah's never seen one. Oh. Until the Blu-ray porn. Ha ha.
Ho ho.
Ho ho. He he. Ho ho. Oh. They are coming to take me away. Ho ho.
Oh, we just resorting to making random noises.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was making a point there.
Oh, what point was that?
That's why healthcare should be legal for all Americans.
Should be legal? You think it's illegal for some people? No, you get no
yes,
healthcare.
It's illegal just to have healthcare. Hello. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Just getting a checkup? Fucking get him! Book him!
Book him, Dano.
I shouldn't have gotten my healthcare in Hawaii. I never watched Hawaii Five-0.
Neither did I.
Nor I.
Alright.
That's all three. Let's not talk about it.
Here's what I liked about the show we didn't watch.
I liked the big wave at the beginning. Wait, you know what? I should say I may have watched Hawaii Five-0, but not regularly, because I know what the intro looks like.
I have a vague recollection of what the intro looks like, but yeah, I can't say I've even watched a single episode.
Oh, Tim.
So I'm sure our listeners aren't really into it either.
I think you'll be a little bit disappointed in me.
What?
I added Transformers to my Blu-ray queue.
You cocksucking son of a bitch.
I wanted to see what it looks like in high def.
You
want to see what Megan Fox looks like in high def, and that is okay.
Bastard son of a bitch. You cock-sucking bastard. Not even like, I'm going to take a chance on the second one. I'm going to watch the first one a third time. Maybe it looks better when it's clear. Maybe the plot doesn't make you want to pop a hemorrhoid in Michael Bay's mouth if it's clear.
Andy watched Glee and liked it.
Oh, yeah! We haven't mocked Andy for Glee yet!
Deflecting.
That was awesome. That was textbook diversion. Like, oh, make fun of Andy!
Meanwhile, I'm over here going, what? Having flashbacks.
I was on Tim's side! Why did you make him turn on me?
It's like so many evenings at the Tan House. I'm sitting to the side going, finally, someone else. And it's like, no, back to Andy! Fuck! Well, guess I better go eat.
The pain goes away.
Time to shut my mouth with goldfish. Fucking
man, witch.
I don't know if we ever mentioned this, but Andy would buy the big fucking carton of goldfish. Fuck it, like the milk size carton, but bigger. And fucking pop that top open, just hum, hum.
Man loved his goldfish.
He did.
He does love his goldfish.
Because he used to be in a fraternity, so I'm sure it was some sort of hazing ritual where he had to eat goldfish, and then he was just, you know, remembering the good old days.
No, I just love goldfish.
Oh.
Ever since I was a small child, I loved the goldfish.
You were never small.
Oh.
I was small once. And now I'm somewhere between Topanga from Boy Meets World fat and Party Animal fat. That is the stage of fat that I'm at.
Topanga was fat?
Topanga from Boy Meets World is fat?
Have a look. Follow my link.
It always knows.
Then we can go back to talking about Glee, I guess.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. We didn't forget. Topanga's not that fat. She's thick.
Yeah, that's stage two. Stage two is thick.
Proportionate. You know what I mean? Like, slice when it's like, you know, a even fat, where it's not just parts are fat than the others. Like, look at how
she's got, like, one eyebrow just, like, bulging out and dangling over
the
side of
her face. Oh, my God!
Or like me, where I just have a gut. And everything else is skinny.
Wow. Yeah. The last three are not pretty.
What was that?
The last three stages, 5, 6, and 7, not pretty.
Yeah, I'm thinking if I can hold it between, like, that 2 and 3, that's pretty okay.
It's funny, when I went to click to the next page, it stopped on an ad. I was like, what are you talking about? It's just two women in their underwear. That's a good stage. It's the best stage ever. Oh, dear. Oh, dear! Oh, no! Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, there are a surprising number of people in the Georgia area that are either double-take fat or surrender fat.
Although, double-take fat looks fatter than surrender fat.
Double-take fat is still walking under its own power, so...
Maybe he's got a bad ankle.
I think he's got two bad ankles, because I think they become part of his knees. That bulge you see sitting up to the side, that's not his knee, that's his hip that's been displaced by that gigantic middle.
I imagine that girl above him has that gigantic middle. I don't know. Could be me.
You're imagining that girl's gigantic middle? You are a kinky son of a bitch.
Yes, I am.
Her legs look like somebody did a wax sculpture and then left it in the sun.
Okay, so here's a link to the kind of quality entertainment that Andy felt the need to foist upon himself by watching the premiere of Glee. Now
she
saying she a
gold digger, but she ain't messing with take my money. Now she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with this is a good song.
Wait, are you saying this version is good or the song in general is good?
Both.
No, this song sucks.
I'm just saying the singing's not a big part of it.
The background singers, it sounds like Kidz Bop.
Yeah, because they're a glee club.
It sounds like gospel. But I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her?
No, we ain't seen her. She gives me money. She a gold digger. But I'm me. Aha!
I think you're going, Tim.
And now the Osmonds. I had to turn it off.
I don't think you know what good music is anymore, Tim.
This is not good music.
It's good music.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No. Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Oh, don't stop believing.
That was actually pretty good. That was in the pilot. I mean, the dancing and everything is like, you know, it's very Glee Club.
Eddie, do you put on a leotard and fucking prance around the living room when you listen to this Glee? See this Glee?
No, actually, I strip naked and pull on my nutsack.
That's good music, right there. Let me just interrupt this conversation to tell you that is what that song is supposed to sound like.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
It's called a cover, Tim.
Normally a cover doesn't have to suck dick.
It doesn't suck.
It sucks the dick.
Look at Tancast. See what the listeners think.
Oh, they, trust me, these things will be there. Let's see. What do you guys think? Glee version? Good? Or disgusting, vomitous horse shit? She give me my head, yeah, yeah, when I'm a lady. Only two options.
Mess with no broke. I'm going to have to listen to some Glee after we're done with this. That's right.
Now, this
oh,
is
Jesus Christ. I have two fairies on the show with me.
Yep, there you go. She give me my head,
yeah, yeah, when I'm a lady. What's this shit?
I'm just going to subject you to that for a sec there, Tim.
What is this?
It's a band called Interparty System that doesn't have any spaces in the name for reasons I do not know. A little song called Don't Stop. It's catchy. Especially when the guy is screaming, I feed the rich and fuck the poor. I'm like, yeah, fuck the poor. Oh,
nope, I'm done.
It's my inner conservative coming out.
You don't have to be a conservative to say fuck the poor.
No, it just helps.
Even the liberals don't like the poor, really. Really.
Really.
Really, when you think about it.
They pay some lip service, but, you know, whatever, fuck them.
Whatever, fuck them?
Whatever, fuck them. What can they do for me? Nothing? Fuck them.
Oh, Glee Rehab, man. They've been cleaning up on here, YouTube. Thanks, Tim.
What the hell is wrong with you two? Well, now I know what to get you next for your Blu-ray, the High School Musical trilogy, and a training bra. Glee!
Tim, I like it. Don't hate. Congratulate.
Well, they had that guy, Tobolowsky, Stephen Tobolowsky? You know? Ned Ryerson! That guy?
Yes, from Groundhog Day.
Yeah, he had been the Glee Club teacher, and now he's a drug dealer.
On the show?
On the show, yeah.
Crazy! See, Tim, how is that not good?
By virtue of the fact that it is not.
Have you seen
really?
It?
Really? That was supposed to make it? Me want to watch? That was your big play? That was your, like, Tim, look at this. See, this guy used to teach the Glee Club, now he sells drugs. Oh, fuck. I have got to TiVo that.
The guy who now is the Glee Club guy goes home to his wife, and she's complaining about how, you know, he's spending all this extra time at work, and she works. She's on her feet 4 hours a day, 3 days a week, and now she's got to go home and make her own dinner. It's funny. It's clever.
His wife. That's not funny or clever.
His wife is a festering boil, sucking the life from him. It's like a parasite on his neck. Only she's kind of hot.
So it's a marriage. What's the difference?
Yes, you said wife.
She's played by that chick who has AIDS on Nip Tuck, who Christian fucked right off the roof.
Fucked off the roof?
Oh, yes.
Have you not kept up with Nip Tuck?
Not even remotely.
Wow. I don't think Tim's ever watched it. Did you, Tim?
No. Well, I think I watched it when it was on, like, you guys were watching it and I was in the room. I would watch it then, but that's about it.
Oh, well.
I don't give a nip fuck. Whew, I'm so funny.
Keep thinking that.
Jeffrey Ross did that at the Joan Rivers roast. Nip Tuck, what the fuck? Yeah, it's kind of funny.
It rhymes.
Yep.
not the best of the roasts, I would say.
No.
But anyway, so he fucked the person off the roof, as in literally they fell off the roof?
Yes, he was fucking her on the edge, and she fell off the roof and died.
Yep.
And
well, she had AIDS anyway.
And I think it was supposed to be, like, you know, one last go. She was the supposedly the mother of his child, but...
And she was in Sexaholic.
Yeah, she was on Sexaholic.
Yes. Did they just drop that whole storyline? Like, no one even investigated what the fuck happened to her?
Oh, no, it was ruled a suicide.
Huh.
You know how sometimes people just jump naked off a roof with cum in their butt?
Well, that's the thing. He had a condom on because she had AIDS. And,
Pussy.
When the
real man fucks a girl with AIDS with no condom.
Wouldn't they find spermicidal lubricant or something?
Only if the condom had spermicidal lubricant.
Well, she's a sex addict. Who knows how long that's going to be there?
True. I don't know. Seems a little shady.
Yeah, a little bit.
Slim shady.
Shut up.
Real shady. You. Not just imitating.
Please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up. How do you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He makes it work!
Away. No. He found a way.
Oh, that's right. Fuck.
Futurama, the Star Trek episode.
Yep.
Hilarious.
Oh, yes. Especially when it's supposed to be Scotty, but instead it's Welshy.
Yes, because on the commentary for that episode, they said, we asked if James Doohan would like to do the show, and he said, oh, hell no. And they were like, no would have sufficed.
Now you're Welsh.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Welsh, a friend of mine, you know, my make Andy say weird things that I've tossed out a couple of times, He wanted me to say the name of this town in Wales that it was kind of like a publicity stunt from like 150 years ago or some shit like that, where they changed the name of their town to be like the longest thing in the entire United Kingdom or something like that. But unfortunately, this thing that he wanted me to say is actually in Welsh, so without actually reaching down my throat and pulling my colon up into my mouth and talking through it there, I don't think I can pronounce it.
Fail!
But I'll link to it so that other people can hear it.
Fail!
Welsh apparently has a sound in it. That LL that you see at the beginning of it is apparently not pronounced L or Ye or whatever that you're normally thinking double L's. You know, if you speak any Spanish, it might be a Ye sound. Who knows? Apparently it's pronounced like He. Like stick your tongue into the sides of your teeth and then, like, I don't know, pretend you got a speech impediment. But yeah, if you scroll about two-thirds of the way down the page over on the right-hand side, you can click a little button and you can hear some guy say, Gogogoch.
Llanfair pwll gwyn gillgo gerich chwyr yn drobwr Llantysilio Gogogoch.
Wikipedia.
Yes, Wikipedia, source of all internet wonderment.
Sorry, I was reading one of Andy's tweets that said, my son, who can't walk without support, just tackled one of the cats.
I was surprised as hell that he overtook the cat.
That is awesome.
Like, the cat dropped off the bed, and they're kind of getting to the point where they're okay, like, being around him a little bit, like, you know, walking up and sniffing him. Because before, it was, like, I don't know what that little tiny pink kitten thing is. I'm just going to stay over here. It squeals and smells funny. I'm staying away. And then it was like every time they'd walk over and be like sniffing him, like, you know, hey, can we be friends? He'd be like, kitty! And just grab a big handful of hair or ear or whisker or tail or whatever. And now he's getting to the point where, like, when he holds out his hand, he may not grip immediately. So the cats are starting to, you know, try to come around, sniff him just a little bit. We're all up on the bed, my wife, my baby, and I, just sitting watching TV or whatever. And one of the cats jumps up, walks over to sniff him, and you know, there's like a little moment of interaction, and the wife and I are both, aww, because we're cat and baby people, because we're both apparently women.
Oh, yeah.
And the cat then walks around the kid to us, like, all right, I sniffed the kid, give me my pet, you know, tell me I'm a good girl. And as soon as she walks around him, he pops up onto his hands and knees and starts just, like, trucking at her and, like, rears up and just body splashes down on top of her and, like, just total takedown. Like, I wanted to count it out and give him the win. And she just, like, flattens out, like, what the fuck? And starts, like, trying to wiggle her little paws, getting out from underneath him. And she just takes off and runs off the bed and, like, gets onto the... got a chair in the bedroom. She, like, sits on the back,
like,
of the chair.
Do you smell what little Drew is cooking?
And he's just sitting there like, ah! All right. Winner.
I just like the idea of a little kid taking down a cat. Fuck you, cat. Ga-ga!
The cat's from the chair like, what the fuck? What the fuck, dude?
What did I fucking do to you?
You were a cat, that's what you did.
Yep, that's funny, you know, if she just knew how to speak English, because months ago I told her, it's small now, but it's going to be bigger than you one day. If she wanted to establish that she was, you know, something to be feared, she should have kicked his ass a couple of times when he was littler.
Establish dominance!
Yep.
By the way, can I just say that I love that Tancast has somehow associated Andy with Crocs? Like, so any of our listeners hear about Crocs, they usually send us an email like, hey, this made me think of you guys. Like, Robin, one of our listeners, sent us an email like, hey, there's a 2-for-1 sale on Crocs, and made me think of Andy.
How many feet do you think I have?
You gotta have Crocs for every occasion.
You gotta stock up.
Without Crocs?
I haven't worn my pair of Crocs in like
20 minutes,
if not a year.
Yeah, that's what you keep saying. We don't know. You're probably wearing them right now, you little bitch.
He loves to croc it.
Yeah, and I got tweeted that Tim Gunn, who's in Marvel for some reason, wearing the Iron Man suit, apparently making it work, that the number one crime against fashion that he would like to fight is Crocs.
You know what, Tim?
So I got tweeted that, like, hey, Tim Gunn is fighting Crocs, and it made me think of you. I'm like, fucking A.
Was that from Nick?
Yes, it was from Nick.
Okay, yeah, because I got in on that tweet as well.
Yeah.
And he likes to put on his Crocs and get in the tub.
Yeah, I just like to be naked in my Crocs.
Oh, Crocs get in the tub. I thought you said, and give it a tug. I was like, what?
Well, that's
I don't want to hear about Andy's.
Yeah, I like to just get in my Crocs and then whack off. Crocs.
Crocs in the tub. Croc in the tubs. So you know what I'm going to do, Tim?
What are you going to do, Noah?
I'm going to watch the first episode of Glee. What do you think about that?
I think you're, what's the word I'm looking for? A faggot. There you go.
Is it the first episode or is it the pilot?
Sorry, there's a difference.
Episode.
The pilot episode. The one that's online.
Yeah, watch that.
Get your tub of Ben and Jerry's and your feety pajamas and get ready.
Oh, I will.
Call your girlfriends. It's a gab fest.
That's right.
Don't forget your glamour magazine so you can take a quiz about what kind of faggot you are.
Oh, what Glee character I am. I can't wait.
I'm sure that's already going around Facebook. What Glee character are you? You're the douchey one. I'm sorry. You're going to have to be more specific.
You know what? I bet you that quiz on Facebook is horribly misspelled. And has a ton of individual pages to squeeze as many ads as possible in.
Like all my blogs and my 30 days of blogging. She my head, they're all misspelled.
Why don't you write up in Word and do spell check?
It has spell check. I think I'm spelling things correctly, but in the wrong context.
Gotcha.
But you know what? That was the warning at the first of the 30 days of blogs. Like, listen, there's going to be misspellings, there's going to be factual errors, and there can be an overuse of ellipses.
And there's going to be a lot of crying.
Because I love to use ellipses in my writing.
You do, dude.
I'm an ellipses-loving motherfucker.
Tim's like, fuck commas, ellipses for every pause in my thought.
Not true. I throw commas in there. I got commas. Check out my commas.
Yeah, but you make comma ellipses. You do comma, comma, comma.
I do not. That is a lie. Andy is lying.
It is the truth.
Andy is a liar.
It is as much the truth as... No, I'm not going to go to pigeons. As my love of Crocs. Swore to myself I wouldn't go back to the pigeon.
You do love Crocs, though.
Tim Gunn, make it work. Where's Andre?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My response to Nick was, let's see. Tim Gunn can have my Crocs when he pries them from my cold, dead monkey toes. You hear me, Gunn? Make that shit work.
Nice. How you like how that shit works?
Oh, I still
I like when
love...
Andy tweeted that he'd just watched the pilot of Glee, and I was like, you might want to prepare yourself for some snappy comebacks, because we're going to mock you relentlessly on Tancast. Little did I know, Noah would jump right on board the Glee bandwagon.
That's right.
Oh, I got ribbons in my hair. I'm ready to watch Glee.
That's right.
So, but Andy's response was, how about go fuck yourself, ass clown? Is that snappy enough for you? That was a good comeback.
I thought that was pretty good.
And then Mike said he would have called me ass licker instead of an ass clown, but to each their own.
Yeah, well, because I pronounce it in the way that the guy from, was it Bad Santa?
I don't know, I've never seen Bad Santa.
I have, but I don't remember them using Ass Clown.
Ass Clown!
Nope, not ringing
the bell.
It's
supposed to be an Indian dude. The way he says Ass Clown just sounds almost like he's doing a Schwarzenegger.
You know?
Ass Clown!
Listen to me now, believe me later on. I like to wear a butt.
Let me tell you something and you tell them and they tell each other.
All right. I want to wrap this up.
I think it's time to say goodbye to our company. TAN. Any hole will do.
CAST. Teabag your mom.
And that is why we'll be forever marginalized as a podcast. I find that shit hilarious, even though I'm sure our listeners are going, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Teabag my mom? No, sir. Teabag your mom.
No, they're just like, why do they think that's funny? They're just flathering. Like, it's barely, it's hanging on to scents. Like, by a tissue-thin thread. It's just like, it's a baby's breath away from being utter nonsense.
Oh, it's already utter nonsense, my friend.
All right, well, I'm off to Lodi. Sorry.
Oh, snap! Tim's making it big. Yeah, watch out, people.
And now the radio station in my head is playing Creedence Clearwater, Stuck in Lodi. Or is it just called Lodi?
I think it's Stuck in Lodi again. I don't know. That's the chorus, at least.
Stuck in Lodi again.
Are they referring to that actual Lodi?
I don't believe there are any other Lodis in the U.S.
Crazy.
Well, Tim, you have... Oh, what? Let's see. Lodi, Ontario. Lodi, Italy. Lodi, Arkansas, California, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Texas, Virginia, Wisconsin, New York, Lodi Township, Athens County, Ohio, Lodi Township.
Wow.
Okay, there's a ton of Lodis. You know, I think when I first tried to figure that out, there wasn't an internet. And now there's not only an internet, there's a Wikipedia.
I wonder if they're all, like, fairly shitty towns, or... not that Lodi is shitty. Ah, too late. I've already performed there by the time anybody's heard this. Yeah, that's right. Suck it. I said your town was shitty. Deal with it.
But don't you want to perform there again? You've been there more than once, haven't you?
I was just kidding. Lodi is actually a good town. Yeah. You want to raise your kids there? I had a babysitter who lived in Lodi when I was a kid. She was a good lass.
She did not rape Tim, but the one or two times.
Well, I kind of wanted it. She was hot. I mean, when you're six, a lot of people are hot.
All right.
All right.
She
giggity
had boobs. Goo, that was all
giggity giggity giggity. Giggity. All right. Signing off.
Adios.
Nipples.
Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 64. I am currently driving back from a great show in Lodi, so if any of you who are at the show are listening, thank you so much for coming out tonight. For the rest of you, I want to say thank you first off for the new review we got on iTunes. All the rest of you iTunes users, please give us a rating, give us a comment. That helps other people find us, so please go to the iTunes store and give TanCast some love. Also, you know, vote for us, Podcast Alley, give us some comments at TanCast.com. And we will see you next week. I'm not sure when the show is going to go up because I'm going to be down in Disneyland for the D23 Expo. Got some shows in the LA area. And the following Tuesday, I start my run in the San Francisco Comedy Competition. So, somewhere in there, I'm going to edit the show. But if you'd like to see any of those... Oh, son of a bitch. The radio comes on. I'm doing the thing. Of course, I had to get some road rage in here. Anyway, if you'd like to see any of those shows that I'm doing, check this link in the show notes. Got all my show dates on there, and if that guy will ever get out of my way, maybe I can get home and edit tonight's episode. Anyway, love you guys. Catch you next week sometime. TanCast.
For the next few minutes, I will be filling in for Noah.
I don't know, did you guys see Jeff's comments on my blog from yesterday?
No. She gave me my head,
when I'm a lady. He commented three times, because, and the first one was, you need to, like, if you want me to read these, you need to proofread, because there's a lot of typos, and then he's like, oh shit, I made a typo in my own comment, and it's like, oh shit, I made a typo in that comment. I was like, that is awesome.
Triple fail.
Hey Andy, did Tim tell you about that guy in Walmart who slapped the two-year-old?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, he heard about it before we did.
Yep. I'm local, dude. It happened here.
Your mom happened here.
I don't know if Tim told you about this part, though. Nope. I read her the story and leaned over to her and whispered, it was me.
Whew. One of my friend's pages, raging debate going on.
About whether the guy should have hit the kid?
Yep.
Did anybody mention that the kid is fine and has completely forgotten about it?
Not a single person. People are just like, you don't lay hands on somebody else. I'm just so happy someone finally, you know, reacted to, you know, these lazy parents who don't do anything. Are you saying it's appropriate? No, I'm not saying it's appropriate. Ah, but I'm still going to say that you said it was appropriate. Ah.
It's not like that kid is going to remember it anyway.
Oh, he'll remember. In fairness, he did warn him. either shut that child up or I will shut it up. That is a warning. You are being given an out.
Yeah, when I make a warning like that, it's you shut that child up or I will eat it.
Andy would probably know better than us, but I imagine it's not that easy to quiet down a child.
Oh, it's easy. You stuff something in their mouth. gag that little fucker. I have taken my son across the country 6 times. 3 round trips. Those are some long ass times to be stuck in a tiny tube full of strangers.
And? Were you able to quiet the baby?
Oh, yes.
Or not?
Oh, yes, sir.
So your baby wasn't the annoying baby on the plane?
Nah, he had a couple of moments where it's like you shush him or whatever and he won't stop screaming.
Well, 'cause, like,
so then I punch him in the nose and he stops screaming.
Nice.
Because when, like, the, you know, I mean, they're not, like, you know, astronaut level, but when, like, the G-forces and the air pressure is changing, that's going to fuck with the baby's mind. Like, what the fuck? I'm sitting here, all of a sudden, it's harder to breathe, and my ears are popping out of the way.
All babies talk like Bill Cosby?
Because it's like I'm a baby, and I like to put it, and I put it on my penis.
That'd be a way to shut the baby up.
put pudding on his penis?
No, on your penis.
Wah! Or just talk like Bill Cosby to the baby. Yeah. You're crying and the people don't want to hear you sing with you screaming and stuff.
No, my baby doesn't need any pudding on his penis to entice him. As soon as the diaper comes off, he's like, ah, finally!
What's he doing when he's making that grunting noise?
about what you think.
Finally, Uh-oh, his Winnie the Pooh bear just got fucked.
No, like he's got to stress test it, like he's fucking Chuck Yeager. Just reaches down, my wife yesterday yells at him. I know part of this is he had to have been there, but I'm going to tell you anyway. He just, I guess, okay. Reached down and like grabbed the bottom of his nutsack and just like pulled it over to one leg. So I'm downstairs and I hear her yelling, no, do not rip your nutsack off. Oh, good. I guess he didn't have to be there.